Ryan Lemon here from Kentucky Sports Radio, and I love endorsing Stockton Mortgage. Let me tell you one reason why. 2023 could be your year to become a homeowner. The folks at Stockton Mortgage want to help you, and the process works. I've had several listeners to KSR contact me over the years saying that they use Stockton Mortgage after hearing these commercials. Stockton Mortgage is easy to work with. You'll talk to the same loan officer every single time you call, and they care about you. They want you to get into that home. Stockton Mortgage is also local. They're headquartered in Frankfort, Kentucky, so please give them a call this year. You know, the price of houses is finally falling a little bit, and you can help your buying process by coming out strong this home buying season with a pre-approval letter from Stockton Mortgage. Pre-approval takes only about 24 hours and sometimes less than that. Get started by giving my friends a call today or go to online at Stockton.com. That's Stockton.com. They're your friends. They'll help you get the home of your dreams. Stockton Mortgage, NMLS 8259, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS, ConsumerAccess.org.
To Hour 2 of Kentucky Sports Radio, presented by Stockton Mortgage. Now, here's Matt Jones.
Welcome back. Hour number 2, 859-280-2287. Text machine 772-774-5254. Here's what he got, Shannon, right, for the ball. This is on Twitter now.
Yo, you've got it. Okay.
Well, I'd still like to talk to him if anybody can get the kid, Alex French. But this has been reported now by, I don't know who. This is a guy named Caleb. I'm just going to assume he knows because his name's Caleb.
Yeah.
He got a meet and greet with De La Cruz, signed baseballs for him and his friends, signed pictures for him and his friends, a signed bat, and a signed hat.
I would be thrilled with that, just to trade the home run ball.
You wouldn't be thrilled with 10 grand?
Well, yeah, of course, that'd be awesome. But...
well, so that's, you know, it's nice that he did it for his friends.
Yeah.
But I would have also asked for some kind of tickets thing. I don't think that's too hard for the Reds to do, you know. But anyway, one person writes, Matt, it's nice to hear you take up for Ryan, since usually all you do is criticize him. First of all, that's not true. And secondly, Shannon, we get to criticize.
Yeah,
that's
we're true. His buddies.
That's exactly right.
We're all brothers. We can do that.
I am nothing, Ryan, if not loyal. Would you agree with that?
Yes, and that's why I knew if somebody else was taking shots at me yesterday, I knew you'd have my back. You and Shannon and Drew, all three of you would.
The reason I have the same basic friends I've had since high school and college is I'm loyal to people.
Yep.
I don't think that's what you should do. Like I don't throw people away or try not to. And especially the guys on this show. This has been the same core group for 11 years, Shannon.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Has it been that? It has been that long.
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing the show for 13 years, but this group has been basically the same for 11 years. Wow. So, you know, like,
well, bros.
That's exactly right. So you can't mock Ryan Lemon. All right. First of all, before I do my little thing, give your is this scoop or scuttlebutt?
It's scoop.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's scoop.
This is scoop.
That, you know, we were talking about Ray Surratt yesterday and how he's been working out with Ugo and handling himself pretty well. And I made the comment that Ray just really doesn't want to play. That is wrong. He has now got to the point where he would love to be asked to join the basketball team.
Wow.
He wants to play.
So do you think he will join the basketball team?
I don't know. Shannon and I talked about that. I mean, if Calipari, is it embarrassing for him to say, yeah, we don't have any players, so we have to pull up the student manager.
So you don't know if he will be on the basketball team or not.
I don't know if Kentucky will ask him, but Ray absolutely would join the basketball team if he was asked.
And does that put pressure on Calipari to now make him a part of the basketball team now that that's out?
Well, I don't know if it puts pressure on him.
Yeah.
But
maybe as a walk-on.
Look, if he's – I mean – there are kids that have been walk-ons under Cal that only are on the team because he's friends with their dad. So if there's a kid that could add any benefit whatsoever, to me, Shannon, that's more important than having guys who he's just friends with their dad.
Absolutely, yeah. Now, the question is Onyenzo that far behind, or is the student manager
better? Well, that was what Ryan said yesterday. Yeah, but how good can he be? I mean, like, he can be good enough that he's... You can't be at the starting center of a national championship winning team if the manager who hasn't played for 3 years is taking you to school.
You wouldn't think so.
So, I mean, that's just my opinion. Now,
They have taken walk-on, like they took Ben Jordan off the, you know, the baseball team a couple years ago.
That's true, and that's fine. I'm fine with it. But Ben Jordan also didn't play, rest in peace. I mean, like, he didn't play. You know, this is different if you have to to play. All right, I want to do some hard truths here. And here's the thing that I've learned over the years, and this goes back to Billy Gillespie. People don't like to be told things they don't want to hear. Shannon, they don't like to be told bad news. They just don't. You go back to the Billy Gillespie times. There were hints that things were going badly with Billy. And when you said them, you got destroyed if you were a media member. So people stopped saying them. Then when he left and all the stuff came out, a lot of the criticisms were, why didn't everybody say this? Well, here's the answer, Shannon. Nobody wants to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants to hear bad news. As a matter of fact, there are some people that don't want to hear it so much, they just dismiss it because, well, I don't want to hear it.
And they think you're the bad guy.
And you're the bad guy for saying.
Right. That's right. Yes.
And that has happened with us a lot. Now, it's changed a little bit because there's a lot of fans frustrated with Cal. But there's a segment of this fan base, some of which are young and on Twitter, and some of which are on a message board and are older, who just want to dismiss anything this show says because they don't like me, because I'm on a different side, or because I'm a Democrat, or whatever the reason is. And that also then leads them to transfer that to Drew or to Ryan or to Shannon, et cetera. I don't know all that's going on behind the scenes, but what I know is what I'll talk about. And I will say to you, this is just a fact. Is this not fixable? Anything is fixable, but this is a fact. This program in the last few months has been in complete disarray. Nobody knows what's going to happen next, including the coaches. It has been in disarray. And anybody that says otherwise is just wrong. They were surprised with some of the guys that left. Towards the end, UK desperately tried to keep Oscar here. And they didn't. They now, it's looking like Ryan might lose Antonio Reeves. He is, according, now I don't know that this is true, but there are multiple people saying he is enrolled at Illinois State so that he can get his credits, Ryan, so that he can transfer.
That's true. At the moment, he can't be a grad transfer.
He can't be a grad transfer, but if he finishes a summer of credits, he can, and he's taking them, again, according to some reports, at Illinois State. Well, Shannon, if he's taking him at Illinois State, it's because he doesn't want to be here, right?
Right. Yeah. Why wouldn't you take it here?
Why wouldn't you take it here? Kyle Tucker put out a tweet this morning that basically insinuated the ship has sailed on Reeves. I want you to think about the fact that we have no one that played a lot returning. We have whiffed on multiple grad transfers. And you can't say there's a plan when they've brought guys on campus and gone after them and they've all gone somewhere else. Was the plan, Shannon, to lose the guys on purpose?
No.
It has been in disarray. But here's the thing. Players come and go. That worries me less than the other stuff. And again, if people don't want to believe this, they don't have to. But this is the truth. Calipari has no connection with the main boosters of this program, specifically the main couple. And that's killing us. It just is. The people around the program can't talk to him. They don't know what to say to him. And he is completely isolated from everybody. I was happy to see the picture of him and Mitch in Washington. I'm glad that happened. Maybe that's the start of things getting better there, but it is not a secret to anybody that he has not had a relationship with Mitch. He does not have a relationship with the boosters. He does not have a relationship with the media. And a lot of the folks that have worked there in the last year or two have either gone or are about to go. I mean, you can just look at the names. Jay Lucas. Jay Lucas left Kentucky to go to Duke and work for a first-year head coach. He didn't leave, Ryan, to go work for Krzyzewski. He went to go work for John Shire.
True.
The program has been in disarray. I have people, and this has happened three times in the last 4 days, people who genuinely like and care about Kentucky basketball, but also genuinely like and care about Cal, say to me, Matt, what is going on? And the tough part is, I don't think there's an easy answer to that. And at this moment, we're looking like a roster that is going to be 8 freshmen and 2 sophomores, 3 of which Kentucky had no interest in even 3 weeks ago. That's a problem. It is. Now, could Cal make it work? He could. I still think he's a great coach. But the off-the-court stuff has made it to where Kentucky basketball is, and this was a direct quote. I wrote it down because I wanted to get it right. Matt, being around the UK basketball program right now is just no fun whatsoever.
My goodness.
And I think that's right. Ask yourself, why would Antonio Reeves leave? Why would Lance Ware leave? Why would CJ Frederick leave? Damian Collins, I understand. Livingston and Oscar, I understand. But why do these guys leave? Why does David Jones go to Memphis instead of here? This is just not a place right now that people are excited to be around. They just aren't. And if you don't believe me, ask yourself this. When's the last time you heard Cal speak? When's the last time you've heard Cal talk? This was a man that back in the day, Ryan, you couldn't get him to stop talking.
Has it been since the Kansas State loss?
I think he's done one interview since the end of the season. I think it was with Dan Patrick.
Yep.
And I don't think he's talked since. And it's been March, April, May, June, 4, you know.
He talked to Jackson, but.
Talked to Jackson, which is nice of
him. Yeah.
That's 3.5 months. You ever remember Cal being silent for 3.5 months ever?
No, we couldn't keep him off the radio airwaves.
Or TV or anything, yeah. Right? Where it's because they don't know what to say. They don't know what to say.
Afraid what they might be asked?
Maybe. But what are you going to say?
We got a plan.
There is no plan. No plan. There's no way the plan was to go with 8 freshmen, 3 of which you hadn't even offered until 2 weeks ago. That was not the plan. They've lost on everybody. They've lost on everybody. There was a world they thought they might get Oscar back. They might get Livingston back. They might get Reeves back. They might get Frederick back. They got none of them back. And then they threw in a Lance Ware that they never thought they'd lose. And every person they've tried to get from the transfer portal, they've struck out on. But more importantly, the program is completely isolated from everyone that used to be part of it. And I don't know how that's going to be fixed. I still like John Calipari. I still think he's a good person. I still think he's a good coach. But the guy's got to look in the mirror. And he's got to look in the mirror and go, why has this happened? Why have I ended up out on this island? And if that doesn't get fixed, then it's hard for me to have any confidence, not just about next year, but about anything. And I know that's hard to listen to. And I know it's easy for people to say, oh, Matt, you're just upset. He won't come on your show. If he never comes on the show, he'll never come on this show again. I get it. But I want us to win. I want us to be excited. I want Kentucky basketball to be what it's been for the last, 11 years until the last 2 or 3. Has it felt like that since COVID?
No.
Has the excitement or happiness we felt about the baseball team or the football team the year we went to the Citrus Bowl, or even the Reds last night, have we had anything like that around UK basketball in the last 3 years?
Not really.
No. And there's a reason, and it's got to change. And we can ignore that all we want, but at some point, it has to be accepted. 859-280-2287. We'll take a break and be right back. It's KSR.
Talk to Matt Jones and the crew. Call the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line at 859-280-2287 or 1-800-606-4263. And send us the Kentucky branded tweet of the day by tweeting Matt at KY Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Kentucky Sports Radio. Now, if you want to see in practice what I just talked about, all you got to do is look at some of these messages on the text machine. There are people you just don't want to hear. It's like that scene, you can't handle the truth in A Few Good Men, right?
Yeah.
You just don't want to hear it. You do not want to hear it. And that's fine. But then don't ask yourself at the end of the year what went wrong. One person writes, Matt, why would Cal speak? He sent out a message after the draft decisions, and you guys said it means nothing. It doesn't matter what he says. Do you believe what he said after he sent out the draft? I'm being honest to 731-499. When he said there's a plan and you'll see it, do you believe that? Do you really believe that? Do you believe that plan included three guys that you had never heard of 2 weeks ago that are ranked in the hundreds? When has Cal ever recruited a guy ranked in the hundreds ever? And now we're going to add two of them? You really believe that was the plan? Well, if that was the plan, why were they begging Oscar to come back? Why did they go after Hunter Dickinson? Why did they go after David Jones? If that was the plan, Shannon, why would they do any of those things?
Right, yeah. It's easy to say I've got a plan, but
first of all, everybody has a plan until they get punched in the face.
That's right, Mike Tyson.
But secondly, the plan didn't work. I'm sure he had a plan, Ryan, but it hasn't been executed.
I'm sure the plan when the season ended is a lot different than the plan right now. There's no doubt about it.
They're recruiting, like, defensively. They're on their heels right now, and it's probably plan D or plan E.
Yeah.
And maybe he'll make it work. None of this is to say they can't win. They got a lot of talent coming in. But this wasn't the plan.
No.
And if you have a program where Antonio Reeves does not come back, Ryan, that's a problem. It just is. It just is. 37 points in a game, leading scorer second half of the year, wants to play college basketball again and doesn't want to come here. How does that make sense?
I think if Antonio Reeves does not come back to Kentucky, it is the most damaging thing that has happened this year to this program, because they had to get him to come back, and he should have wanted to come back.
Yeah, it is. It is to me, too. One person says, Matt, you always talk about the boosters. Explain more about it, because I feel like you talk around it. Fair point. I mean, I could do an hour-long podcast on the booster situation at UK. But here's the basics of it. Boosters have less impact at Kentucky than probably almost any other school in the SEC. Would you agree with that, Ryan?
Yeah, surprisingly, but I think that's right.
I actually think that's good, by the way. I think a lot of these colleges, especially football schools, are completely run by their boosters, and it makes it a circus. Mitch Barnhart long ago basically said that's not how it's going to be, and I think he deserves credit for that, to be honest.
Yes.
But what happened is Cal, when he got here, he cultivated a relationship with about two or three major boosters, and you can guess who they are or were. And he had a great relationship with them. And he really didn't cultivate many more but those. But it was okay because we won. And when you're winning, people, Shannon, want to be a part of it, whether you talk to them or not.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Winning cures everything.
Winning cures everything. Mark Stoops came to town, knew the program was kind of in shambles, and said, I'm going to build up personal relationships with boosters. And he probably has 20 to 25 people that he is close to. And when they need something, they contact those people, and that happens. Go back to Cal. For a variety of reasons, those relationships with the two or three aren't the same. And now there's nobody. So now you're looking around going, where's the help? And when you only have two or three, if that has gone away, Ryan, where do you go? And that group of people that used to be really into it when we were winning that didn't get a lot of attention, well, now we're losing, and they're not as interested in participating. And by the way, this is the fact. The football stuff is more fun to them, and that's where they're giving their money. I never thought we'd see a day where football was getting the money that basketball wants, but that's what's happening, Ryan. Wouldn't you agree?
There's no doubt that's exactly what's happening. Those same boosters are now the big boosters for football that used to be for basketball.
These same boosters have said for 10 years, Mark Stoops and Vince Merrow and these guys have been our friends, have come to our weddings, have done all this stuff. I only have so much money. I'm putting it there. So why is it Kentucky is killing the football portal and doing nothing in the basketball portal?
I think it's pretty obvious.
It's that. It's that, to be quite frank with you, the football collectives are funded, and the basketball collectives don't even exist. And if they do, Cal's not participating. Now, you can ignore that if you want, but that's a fact. And the biggest booster is all football now. And that's just how it is.
So it begs the question, what happened? Did something happen?
That's the part I'm not going to go into. But stuff has happened. And it is what it is. But people who just want to continually bury their head in the sand and act like all is well, based on what evidence is all well? The one thing that's been good in the last 3 years is the recruiting class that's coming in. But Cal has always been able to convince kids this is the best way to go to the NBA. And I think, Ryan, he'll be able to do that in the future.
Sure.
That's his strength.
That won't change.
But I don't know if you can win like that anymore. We're not even ranked in the preseason top 20 right now. Do people realize that?
I didn't realize that.
So the swaggy Cal that we all fell in love with, myself included, like he was the most fun coach in the world. That's not the guy that's out there right now. And we got to find a way to see that change. Because if we don't, I don't know how it gets fixed. I really don't. Cornbread hemp shit. Cornbreadhemp.com. Promo code is KSR. Full spectrum flower only hemp CBD gummies. Take them, rest, relax, watch the Reds, watch UK baseball. It's cornbreadhemp.com. The promo code's KSR. We'll be right back.
TJ, he'll make them pay.
Welcome back to Kentucky Sports Radio, presented by Stockton Mortgage. Here's Matt Jones.
Welcome back to Kentucky Sports Radio. Two quick things, and I'll go to the phones. First, people asking on the text machine that are things I want to deal with. Number one, one person writes, Matt, do you think the problem is Mitch Barnhart holding us back or boosters being mad when the players knelt 3 years ago? No, I don't think either of those are the problem. You know, I've been very critical about Mitch about NIL, but 6 or 8 months ago or whatever it was, he basically set, gave freedom for the teams to go do what they needed to do. He doesn't like it, I don't think. That's probably why he's partly in Washington trying to get the law changed. But he basically said, I'm not going to hold it back anymore. And they've done it. And guess what's happened? You see, Ryan, what football did in the portal, right?
Yes. Yep.
So, no, I don't think – I've been critical of Mitch where I thought it was valid, but I think that changed. I think pressure and also his mind just kind of changed. So, no, I don't think that's it. As far as the players kneeling, I can tell you with 100% truth that has nothing to do with the booster issue. Now, I mean, I know there's some fans that are still upset about that, but the kind of fans that are upset about that, to be quite frank with you, are not people that are giving lots of money. The big-time boosters, you know, they might have been upset in the moment, but that ain't it now. As I remind you, the football players nailed it, too. It's just nobody paid attention to it. So, that's not it. I said as much as I can about what it is. Second thing, people say, Matt, why would Antonio Reeves want to come back if he's going to come off the bench? That's the issue. I don't know if that's the issue or not, Ryan. But if you're asking your leading scorer for the second half of the year to come off the bench next year, that's a problem too to me, right? How do you look at Antonio Reeves? How do you not get Antonio Reeves back?
As I said, he's the biggest recruit of this recruiting class, was trying to get him to come back. He has earned the right to be a starter. You can bring one of those freshmen off the bench. They can be the sixth man of the year, like Antonio was this year, sixth man of the year.
How many people believe that whoever started above him would score more points than him? I mean, I don't.
No, you're right.
So I'm not saying he said, let me start, but if he did, he earned it last year, man. Like, if Oscar came back, Shannon, you think they would have asked him to come off the bench?
No.
So then Antonio Reeves shouldn't either, but hopefully he still comes, but a lot of the signs suggest that that's not going to happen. All right, people been on hold. Let's go. Tim, what's up, Tim?
Hi, first time, long time.
Hoo-ah, what's up?
Got two things for you, hopefully brighten the mood a little bit. First of all, you got new episodes of Justified coming in July.
Okay, well, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, and second, I know you support Kentucky artists, so I've got a recommendation. Nicholas Jamerson.
Yes, from Preston's we Bay. All know him. Yes, he was in Sunday Best.
Yeah, he's got a song that I think all cat fans would like called Lexington. Have you heard it?
I have it. We'll play it, but I want to be clear about something. I appreciate the call. Shannon, we can't just turn this into call and request the local artist to play songs.
They all request
that's, yeah. There's music stations for that. I'll play that song because Nicholas Jamerson I like, and if it's a song called Lexington, we'll play it. But then that's the only one, okay? We can't just make it everybody. You understand, Shannon.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. But
everybody wanted to play their song.
But Justified. Yeah, there's he's like moved to a different city, right? Isn't that how?
I think that's it. I'm trying to catch up and finish the old series so I can watch the new one when it comes out.
Yeah. Do you know, did we talk about Steve Zahn is in the new Righteous Gemstones? Did we say that?
No, I didn't know that.
He's in the new season of the Righteous Gemstones.
Is he?
Yeah, so I can't wait. So is Sturgill Simpson as
what?
Well. What? They play like some sort of cult, and the two of them are in it. I really want to see that. Two Kentuckians. Adam, go ahead, Adam.
Hey, boys, P1 from day one. Shannon, stay strong. Don't give in to those Harry Potter dorks. You're not a nerd.
That's right.
Also,
tell them.
I want to give a shout out to Amy and my cousin Kyle. And then have you guys keeping up with the smoke coming from Canada? I was talking to a Marine Corps friend of mine in Pittsburgh today. He said for 2 days they couldn't even see like the sun coming through the smoke. This morning, the third morning, they can finally see clouds a little bit, but it's pretty bad. But make sure you turn your AC off because it'll suck that in, blow it into your house, and all, you know, whatever. I've been keeping up with that orca thing since you talked about it a few weeks ago.
Are it's we winning? Fascinating. Are they still fighting us?
They are, but it's not like they're not teaching other pods. It's more juveniles that are – it's a game to them, they said.
Okay.
And it's been going on since the 60s. It started up in the Puget Sound. Now,
as long as we can't go to war with, and I appreciate the call, Shannon, with the whales. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because they're bigger than us. Now, there's more of us.
We can beat them, though.
Are you like us versus the whales?
Yeah. If we can defeat other countries, we can beat up some whales.
Well, that's true.
Blow them out of the water.
They don't really, I don't think they have a Second Amendment.
Yeah. What are they going to do? They're going to like spray water on us from their blowhole?
I bet it would be a powerful spray, though, don't you?
Yeah, but so would a bomb. That would be pretty powerful.
Well, I don't think we need to be bombing whales. I don't think that's the message we want to send.
Put it on a shirt, bomb the whales.
Dalton, what's up, Dalton?
Hey, not a lot. Good to talk to you guys.
What's up?
I've got a couple things. I feel like when Cal talks about his plan, it's like your buddy in middle school that talks about his girlfriend in another town that nobody's ever seen.
Maybe so.
No, I really enjoyed your hard truth homily. That needs to happen more often.
I don't want to bring everybody. I mean, I don't want to bring everybody down, but I think I hit a little bit of a breaking point yesterday when Ryan gave his information, because Ryan's information, which is as good, if not better, than anybody's doing it, was treated like it was some sort of like clown show just because people didn't like it. That really annoyed me. I think I get more annoyed at when people criticize these guys than me because I'm used to it. And I just feel like people just are not accepting the reality of where things are right now.
No, a perfect example of that reality. I work right in the middle of Card Nation and a guy I work with every day. He screamed about Satterfield's going to do this. Kenny won them games, and now they got all these players. And I keep telling them, talk to me after you win more than four games, but now I'm going to have to tell them we got a manager that's going to be playing. That doesn't sound like something I ought to be telling him.
Well, and I appreciate the call. Maybe he'll be helpful. I don't know, but you think the plan, Shannon, was to have a manager play?
No, I don't think so. I don't think he drew it up like that.
And again, I hope that if the manager plays, I hope he's helpful, and I hope he crushes it.
What if he's just awesome?
I hope he is. I hope he's awesome. But I also don't believe at the end of the year, they said, you know, if Oscar goes, we're good. Hunter Dickinson, we got a manager. I don't think that's what the plan was.
I'm sure when the season ended, they probably thought they were going to have Antonio Reeves and C.J. Frederick.
I think both. I'll tell you what they thought. I know what they thought. They thought they were going to have Hunter Dickinson, Antonio Reeves, and C.J. Frederick. And they were okay with Oscar leaving because they thought they were going to have Hunter Dickinson.
Uh-huh.
And then they got none of them. They got none of the three. The plan was Hunter Dickinson, Reeves, Frederick, and another person in the portal, and they had a lot of options.
Yeah. And didn't get any of them.
That's just that's the reality. Joey, what's up, Joey?
Hey, man, how y'all doing?
Doing good.
Yeah. I got two opinions there, and one of them is on the baseball. I think I would have gave his ball back to him, but I would also wanted an autographed picture and his jersey signed. That way we both could have made some money in the future.
Well, okay, fair enough. Yeah, I think that's what that kid got, though. So he sounds like he was kind of on your wavelength.
Well, yeah. And also, I like, you know, with the basketball team, with all the ones that left, it just sounds like the team wasn't a team. And
they weren't.
And I guess they were all fed up with it.
They weren't. Like I said, it got better in the last month of the season. But, Ryan, I think it's fair to say that off the court was not good last year for most of the year. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, we said it all year long. Something's not right with this team. We don't know what it is. Can't put our finger on it.
They weren't having
fun. Right.
Listen, again, when players go out in public and say publicly, Cal needs to stop yelling. Shannon, that's not.
Yeah.
That never happens.
No.
Right? When do you hear players say that in college about their coaches? Just, stop yelling.
Yeah, just last year.
Like, I mean, that doesn't happen. So you're right. Can I ask you a question, sir? Because I love the way you reminded me of Oscar Combs when you said basketball. Where do you live?
Pike County.
I knew it. You know, that was 6:06 from the start. I could tell. Well, it's nice to hear from you. And let's hope our basketball team gets better, okay?
All right. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course, sir. I like people in Pike County.
Mm-hmm.
Something soothing about accent.
To think, what is it? What is your favorite, not the county you're from? So I can't pick Bell. You can't pick Bullitt. Ryan, you can't pick your eight home counties. What's your county that the people entertain, that like you're the happiest when you see them or talk to them? Pike's up
Clay,
there.
Clay County.
You like your Clay County?
Yeah, Clay County.
Even Stivers?
Yeah.
Well, because you like Richie and Buck, right?
Yeah, I like those guys.
Yeah. I'm going to say I'm Pike County. Every time you go to Pike County, first of all, I found out about a new town there about every time we go. It's so big.
It is big.
And then I probably have more friends from Christian County than any other county.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to say Pike and Christian. What about you, Ryan?
Cynthiana, Harrison County.
You like Harrison, okay.
Danville, Boyle County. Those are my two picks.
Gotcha. Those are two good ones. He likes Danville because, you know.
Larry Vaught.
And the bakery.
Burke's Bakery.
Yeah. That's what you like. But it's nice.
Dilly.
Hey, we talk a lot about NIL. You know, when it comes to these transfer portal guys, especially for football, a big part of it has been the way NIL has been successfully used, and Commonwealth Causes is part of that. You can go to commonwealthcauses.org. They give over $10,000 in cash away, $35,000 in prizes. And if you want to participate, whether it's a raffle or an auction, you can be part of what makes this program great. I sound like Trump, Shannon. You can be part of what makes Kentucky football great. Get your chance at commonwealthcauses.org. You can enter raffles as little as $2 at commonwealthcauses.org. I saw Mike Pence is running for president. Did you see that?
I did see that announcement.
He feels like a politician from a different era. You know what I mean? Like, sort of like from the 80s or 90s. You know what I mean? Wore those, like, nice suits.
He is from a different era. He's old, like all these guys.
Well, yeah, I mean, but he's younger than Trump and Biden.
By Trump, young by a lot.
I mean, I think he's younger than both those guys.
Not saying much. Those guys are how old now?
910.
Combined.
Yes, we'll take a break. Be right back.
To talk to Matt Jones and the crew, call the Clark's Pump and Shop phone line at 859-280-2287 or 1-800-606-4263. And send us the Kentucky branded tweet of the day by tweeting Matt at KY Sports Radio.
Apparently yesterday was the third in New York City, the third worst air quality day in New York in the history of the city.
Yeah, that's amazing. The worst air quality of any place in the world right now.
Third worst in the history of the country. That's amazing.
It's amazing. Yeah. I'd be getting out of there.
Yeah. Well, where are you going to go?
Your house.
Right. I got some space. Yeah. I just cleaned it recently. Got to watch out for all the shoes. Is this the Lexington song,
this
by the way?
This is it, yeah. Watching jacket, his newest colored shirt,
big blue hat he drove down in the dirt. I like that. I don't know about you, Shannon. Anytime a song says Lexington, I'm in it.
Yeah.
Like, pull up Tyler's Redneck Romeo thing. We've played it on here before. But just the first line he says, where he says Lexington, every time he plays it, it makes me happy. And he said, I didn't get to go to Railbird, but did he play it at Railbird? I bet he did. It feels like to me he always plays it when he's in Lexington.
Yeah.
And he's never recorded it on an album, but we play it on here, Shannon, right? Are you like circling through the commercial
you know how YouTube is. You got to sit through two commercials.
Well, you just tell me when we're ready. Okay. One person writes, well, not just one person. A lot of people, Ryan, continue to write about the kneeling thing. I'm going to just tell you, this is just my experience. I don't know a ton. I don't know a ton of really rich people, but I know a handful. And here's what I found about really rich people. You know the thing they care about the most, Shannon?
What's up?
Money.
That's right.
The social issues that we all fight about, they don't care about that stuff. Now, there's a handful that do. But for the most part, they're business people. They care about business. And so, like, the things that part of what makes me mad about culture today is a lot of working class people fight over things while the rich people just go get rich. And that annoys me. And they get us to fight about them on purpose so then they can go off being rich and make all the money. So, no, I do think there were fans that got upset about the kneeling thing, but that's not the problem with the boosters, right? It's just not. It's not. Politics does not dominate other people's lives as much as it dominates some folks. And I think that's certainly true about the biggest boosters at UK.
Agreed. Yes, for sure.
I think it was an issue for a few of them right when it happened. Probably. But Ryan, I think people have moved on.
Yeah.
I mean, that was three and a half years ago? None of buddy that did it is even on the team anymore? You know.
And they won that game, by the way.
And they won that game, which is the thing everybody cares. All right, play that little thing right there.
Me out.
I always like that chant.
Yeah.
Because it's also a good line about Lexington, right?
Yeah.
It is a city, but it ain't so big it freaks me out. It doesn't feel like a city, but it is kind of right. It's got enough stuff to do, right? Yes.
Big city with a small town feel.
And that's how I think people in the mountains feel about Lexington.
It would have freaked them out last weekend with everything going on.
That's true. But it's Lexington's a city, but it ain't so big that it freaks me out. It's a great line. Adam, what's up, Adam?
Hey, buddy, thanks for keeping me on the hold here. I was on topic a little bit ago. Hopefully I can revisit.
I'm sorry we bothered you, Adam. Go ahead.
No. You guys are hilarious. I'm having a ball sitting here, especially Ryan's reaction to Kentucky's not being in top 20. That was just priceless. That should be on a sound loop you can replay later in the season. But calling you 102.7 a game here, big fan of the show. Obviously, you've built a great following, so cheers on that. But I'm just calling as an outsider, I guess. I'm not from Kentucky. but I do live in Owensboro. I've lived here now for a while. And just kind of my outside perspective, I look at Kentucky basketball as pretty much the top of the mountain. You had the Colonels back in the day.
Okay, so what's your conclusion? We know Kentucky has been the best. What's the conclusion?
Well, there's no NBA teams here. There are no NHL teams. There's no NFL teams. There's no Major League Baseball teams. So Cal is at the top of that food chain for reporters, media, and everyone else, fan following, to eat off of, and that's a lot of pressure. I think he handles it well, and I think a lot of people have benefited from that, like Kenny, who gets a head coaching job.
Okay, but you know what? Okay, that's fine. I'm not disagreeing with anything you just said, but that's why it's Kentucky. Yes, he has done for most of his career, done a great job. He has benefited from it. Other people have benefited from it. But you know what? All of the attention, that's part of this. And if you don't like that attention, then this isn't the place for you. You know what I mean? So, like, yes, he's handled this very well for a long time, but we've also benefited him. He's much more of a celebrity here than he was at Memphis and he was at UMass. It's a dual street. Him being here made my career. Him being here made Kenny's career. There's a lot of people that are a lot better off because of Cal. But I'm talking about today. And today, things are not going the way that they should.
And every coach starts the season off 0-0, and you have a fresh outlook and also a gloomy one from where we didn't accomplish what we wanted to last season, but what we're trying to reach for now. I give you all the credit in the world for not completely throwing this guy under the bus. I know you don't hate Cal. And I'm just kind of here trying to play a little bit of devil's advocate.
But I don't know what the devil's advocate is. I mean, look, could we be good next year? Yes. But you know what? I could say that about any team in the country. Could they be good? Sure. I guess they could.
Top team in the SEC every year.
Here's what I want. No. That's not it. We've had three straight seasons where we've won a total of one NCAA tournament game and one SEC tournament game and have never finished better than third in the conference. That's unacceptable. Period. It's not that I think we need to be great every year, but we can't be bad. And we've been bad.
Well, I thank you for your time.
Appreciate the call.
Amazing.
I mean, that's all I'm saying. Like, you have bad years. Ryan, after we went 9-16, I didn't say he shouldn't be the coach. I said we need to be better.
Yes.
And we were better. But then we lost to St. Peter's. And then this year, we were what we were. So, I'm not saying that his tenure's been bad, but the last 3 years have been unacceptable. They just have. And I don't know how anybody can argue otherwise. Can you?
No. If they had just taken care of business, I think 2 years ago, that good team that they had.
But they didn't. But they didn't. And so that matters. Ron, real quick.
Yes, I've been listening to your show for quite some time. And I don't know what happened between you and Cal. And I do wish that you could some way repair that. I think that it would really help the program and Cal.
Ron, it doesn't have anything to do with this.
Just will you hear me out?
I have 30 seconds, yes.
Okay. Would you just maybe sit down and maybe write him a letter?
I've tried to contact him. I've tried to contact him a dozen times, Ron. He doesn't want to talk.
You've written him a letter?
I don't write letters, but
write him a letter.
Okay, well.
Write him a letter and tell him how you feel, because I think it would help the program immensely.
Well, I appreciate it, Ron. Thank you. And I got to go. I'm sorry. I've got UK Federal Credit Union. If you refer a family or friend to UK Federal Credit Union, they open a checking account. You get $200 for you and $200 for the friend. UK Federal Credit Union provides the best service along with some of the best rates in town. So why not get paid to enjoy the benefits of being a UK Federal Credit Union member? You refer a person, they get $200, and you get $200. It's ukfcu.org. Learn more about the promotion for UK Federal Credit Union. Tomorrow we will be at KS Bar, full house, me, Ryan, and Drew. And remember, the UK-LSU baseball game is at 3 on Saturday. We'd love to have you come out.
Write Cal a letter, please, will you?
I would. I don't have any paper.
I'll help you.
Bye.